The McDonough County Board voted to approve funding in October for the Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Children, or CASA, program. The money will come from a new court fee that went into effect on December 1st, but CASA says it does not expect to receive this money for several more months. Clarice Hetzler is the executive director of the Advocacy Network for Children, which oversees CASA in McDonough County. She says the program was started through grants and donations, but now needs a new way to seek funding.
Those grants are gone, and we needed a way to continue this program because it's a valuable program. We have kids up there who need someone speaking in their behalf and who's only looking at the child's best interest.
Hetzler says court fees are often slow to accumulate, and CASA does not plan to rely on county funding until the summer. In the meantime, CASA has started a fundraising campaign to ask the community for donations. It also receives financial support from many local church and community groups. I'm Hope Kerwin, Tri-State's Public Radio News.